when you get their scripts, they make it so that it's not all about the competition. Like, they have the whole week planned out for you, and the first day they have a Memorial Day barbecue, so you get to know everybody, and then the competition starts, but on the last day, they give you a tour of DC, so they try to make it more fun than competing.
You make a lot of friends, get to meet some people, and you've been there before. You said this is your fourth trip to the Nationals, so you probably knew some of these people.
Yeah, I knew a lot of people, but there are a lot of new faces each year.
Did you find some of the people, some of the other kids you're competing against, ultra-competitive, or were most of them pretty easygoing when it comes to this?
Well, everybody is pretty easygoing when they go there. They just keep smiling and just go with it.
What do you talk about with some of those other competitors?
We just talk about random stuff. Like, when I made it to the semifinals, it would change because when they had commercial breaks, we would talk about random stuff like the Heat and the Pacers games. That was what was going on over there, so we would talk about that.
So sports and just everything that normal kids talk about, so... people think of spelling bees, they probably think about somebody standing on stage, misspelling the word, and then they leave the stage. That's not what happened, though, to you at the when you were eliminated, correct?
Yeah. They changed it from last year. Last year and this year, what happened is that every speller would take a written test, and then the top less than 50 would make it to the semifinals, and then all of those would have to take another written test. And the cumulative score of those written tests would make it to the finals. So even though you might not have missed a word on stage, you still might not make it to the finals.
Did that disappoint you that you got everything correct on stage and still had to leave? Were you disappointed by that?
Well, I was pretty happy that I made my goal on making it to the semifinals, but it was still, like, a little disappointing that I didn't make it, but I was still pretty happy. You get a lot of support, and I'd like to thank everyone that gave me support, like my friends and the community, and it really honored, like, I felt honored.
Did you get, you got a lot of response when you came back, I bet?
Yeah, everybody was congratulating me.
We're speaking with Yasser Hasnain, a Maroa Forsyth student. He finished 13th overall at the National Spelling Bee recently. How do you prepare for something like this? I mean, it seems to me like it'd be hard to study when it comes to a spelling bee. How do you get prepared for it?
Well, the spelling bee does take a lot of hard work and determination. What I usually do is that I look for weird patterns of words and see what words come from that, and I also pay attention to every aspect of the word, especially since Scripps added the vocab part from last year. So I'd pay attention to the definition, especially in the language of origin and the roots to the word, because even if that word doesn't come up, but it has the same roots as a different word, then you can still make that connection.
And that's how I notice a lot of students when they're up there, they'll ask for some of that information when a word is given to them. So they're really going through a process then of trying to figure out the best way to approach that word.
Yeah, if you ask roots, then it will make you make a better guess because you can kind of relate it to other words that you've studied, and you could just spell it from there.
Now, of course, you're a veteran of spelling bees. Now, did I also read that some of your family members have also competed?
I'm the first one in my family to make it to the Nationals, but my older sister, she kind of started the spelling bee tradition in our family. She got second in the regionals once, just one place away from making it to the Nationals.
Well, do you think spelling is as important as ever? I mean, when I was in school, you either got a word right or you got it wrong when you would write it. Nowadays, so many people write on computers. We have spell check that often will catch mistakes. Is it important to know how to spell as it used to be, you feel?
They added the vocab part last year, which I think was a good idea because they thought that just knowing how to spell a word doesn't really teach you anything. But if you know the definition, it could help you later in life, like on like in college and in the real world, when you grow up.
Now, you probably won't be a professional speller, I guess, when you get older. So you mentioned the real world. What do you want to do at this point? Have you made up your mind what you'd like to do when you get older?
I'd probably want to be a type of doctor, I know, but I'm kind of leaning toward either a neurologist or a cardiologist.
You'd follow in your father's footsteps, right?
Yeah.
Being a doctor. Do you have any advice for other students who might be hoping to compete or planning to compete in a spelling bee? Is there anything that they should be planning to do?
Well, just work hard and never give up on spelling. Even if you didn't make it the first year, try again the next year, and you might make it that time.